Hi, welcome guys to the first episode of Movie Review. I'm your host, Piwet. So, in this episode, we're going to talk about the ups and downs and the interesting parts of Avatar. Before we go into that, this episode is actually sponsored by YouTube. Have you heard of YouTube? Well, I bet you've heard of YouTube, because YouTube is basically a popular app which has over 20 million users worldwide. Wow, that's a lot, man. And it contains every kind of creators you can look for. Visit us now on youtube.com using the promo code MOVIEREVIEW. And so that you can get a 15% discount. Simple as that. That is the best deal ever. And please check that out. And now let's get right into the trailer.
Inside. I want you to gain their trust.
You should not be here.
Go back. All this is your fault.
I need your help.
Avatar, the lean blue-skinned alien in the world of Pandora, known as the Na'vi. The Na'vi appear primitive because the planet's environment is poisonous, and humans are the cause. Humans or the Na'vi hybrids can fully control the avatars that look exactly like the Na'vi. Jake Sully is one of the avatars. On his first outing as his avatar, Jake is saved by the Na'vi female named Nateri, and then captured by her clan. They decide to spare Jake's life as long as he agrees to learn the Na'vi ways from Nateri, and he dies. But then he's told by the Cornel that he'd be spying on the Na'vi to make it easier to remove them from their home. As Jake becomes more and more involved with Nateri and her people, he is struggling to choose a side, and he ultimately chooses to prevent the invasion from happening, and is drawn into the battle for the survival of the world of Pandora. Personal experience. It's been 5 years now since then, and the movie was still like mind blowing. Everything looked realistic. I can assure you that the first time you see the movie, you will not catch everything that you would really want to see, because the action sequences were absolutely phenomenal. You feel like you were getting sucked into the movie. Before you go to the movie, or you would really want to see the movie, I would recommend you to wear the 3D glasses or watch the movie in IMAX to be like, you know, emotionally in touch with the movie, and you'll feel like you're on that track, and you feel like you're in that forest being chased by that amazingly designed creature. And the only problem I have is the dialogue. I've heard that James Cameron, he wrote his own dialogue, and he probably might have to find someone who is better equipped to write a script. But overall, I think the movie is still a legendary, and it's focusing on something specifically like the visual graphics and not like the best dialogue. It's still the highest grossing movie of all the time. The most memorable scene, I will say, is the scene when Jake and Nateri meet for the first time, because it is not only the first close look at one of the Na'vi, it's also a great indicator for the tension between the Na'vi race and humans. Jake is still naive at that time to know you know, like the impact that humans have on the Na'vi life. But since the theory begins to expose the reality to him through his first encounter, and after spending plenty of time with the theory, he realizes that it is not right for human to invade the land of the Na'vi, and he decides to defend the Na'vi.
No! Go back.
And here we have the best part of the journey. So as anyone who has seen the film like me, I will consider this scene the best part of the journey and also one of the best movie scenes ever, because it is the climax of the film. And we get to see the Cornel duke it out with the use of a huge metal-clad suit, which controls from inside. Quaritch asks Jake how it feels like to have betrayed his own race, which brings up one of the main controversies in the film. The intense fight scene has everyone on the edge of their seat, especially me myself. that's the vibe. As when Quaritch nearly kills the human Jake.
All that she is in this body.
Is that possible?
She must pass through the Eye of Ewa and return.
The most heroic scene. As we know, it is kind of always for those of you who watched the movie. It is when the struggle between the Na'vi and the humans heats up. Grace's avatar body is injured. The Na'vi tribes gathers to attempt to save Grace and permanently transfer her consciousness to her avatar body. This offers a closer look at the Na'vi's closer relationship with Ewa, who ultimately chooses to keep Grace with her rather than allow her to stay alive. And I personally think this scene is also the most emotional scene in the movie.
Hey Sully, how's it feel to betray your own race? You think you're one of them? Time to wake up.
Guess what, guys? We have the interesting facts. So the first interesting fact we're going to talk about is Avatar is the first movie ever crossed 2 billion mark worldwide. After winning its 7th weekend in a row with a 30 million take, the highest grossing 7th weekend ever, Avatar fulfilled its destiny in becoming the first film to ever exceed 2 billion worldwide. The film has totaled 1.4 billion overseas and 594 million stateside, leaving it 6.3 million shy of Titanic's domestic record of 600 million. Here we have the second fact. The Na'vi language was created entirely from scratch by linguist Dr. Paul R. Frommer. James Cameron hired him to construct a language that the actors could pronounce easily. When the film was released in 2009, Na'vi had a growing vocabulary of about 8,000 words, but understanding of its grammar was limited to language's creator. However, this has changed subsequently as Frommer has expanded the lexicon to more than 2,000 words and has published the grammar, thus making the Na'vi a relatively complete, learnable, and serviceable language. Is this the most heroic movie made in the last 10 years? I personally think Avatar nailed the place, but since The Avengers Endgame came out later this year, it becomes hard for me to make a decision whether Avengers Endgame would win or The Avatar would win, because they're my favorite movies. And I would hope that Avatar 2 would take the place. And for now, I would vote for The Avengers Endgame, because as now, this movie has already made 2.7 million, and it's also a superhero movie, so many kids like it, so that would be hard for Avatar to take the place nowadays. Guys, you've come to an end of the podcast. First off, I would like to thank you, our sponsor, YouTube, and our viewers, and finally, stay tuned for the next episode, and don't forget to like and subscribe. Peace out, guys.
Yay!